T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, if you want to get in, 786-360-0790-6797-4 if you want to text in your questions. Let's check in here with CBS Sports' Jamie Eisberg. Hey, Jamie, you hear us all right?
Hear you great. How you guys doing?
Good, excellent. So let's start out with tonight, okay? Buccaneers, and again, if you want to get some advice for your fantasy lineup, make sure you set it for tonight. If you got anyone with Tampa, you got anyone with Carolina. So Panthers and Buccaneers this evening, what do we like here going forward?
Well, I think there's going to be a bounce-back game for several Panthers not named Christian McCaffrey, and I don't mean that he's going to struggle. He was just unbelievable in week number one and will probably be unbelievable every week that he's healthy. But Cam Newton struggled, and I think this will be a big game for him. He typically plays well against Tampa Bay, as most teams have done over recent years. So I think, you know, Cam bounces back. I like DJ Moore, who had an unfortunate fumble early in that game last week, but I think he plays better. Curtis Samuel, I think, plays better. Not that you should necessarily start him. But also Greg Olsen, you know, if you need a tight end, a lot of people, you know, scrambling with the Hunter Henry injury, he's going to play Greg Olsen. And then for Tampa, look, it's going to be tough to trust these guys just given the fact that they don't have a great history playing in Carolina. It's hard to bench Mike Evans, so you'll still start him, and I think you'll still start Chris Godwin. But Jameis is a guy that you may want to avoid. I think he'll have better days coming up, but this is going to be a tough matchup for him.
May want to avoid. I don't know how you could possibly go with Jameis Winston at this point.
Well, you know, they're still going to throw the ball a lot, and I don't think he's going to vomit all over himself like he did last week, but that was a game where he should have had success against San Francisco in a home matchup.
Yeah.
But his track record in Carolina, and I think the short week doesn't help him. So there are a lot of other quarterbacks you can go with. Like, I like Derek Carr a lot better than Jameis Winston this week.
Who was the biggest waiver wire pickup this week based off of their performance last weekend?
I think in terms of the numbers and probably just the production, it was Marquise Brown. You know, it's hard to look at, you know, 147-2 and Lamar Jackson performing the way that he did. John Ross was up there also with 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. You know, anytime you see receivers' numbers pop like that, it's hard to get past it. And then, you know, there's still the wait-and-see situation of I think several people are taking, but you buy into it, is if Joe Mixon is out, then Giovanni Bernard has an opportunity to be a very good starting option for your fantasy team. He was very good last year in the 2 games that Mixon has missed. And as we know, he's a very capable rusher whenever he gets an opportunity.
You were right last week, by the way, when I scolded you about getting too cute and sitting Aaron Rodgers in week number one. I mean, Rodgers did nothing. He probably got you like 13 or 14 points.
Yeah, you know, I swear, the minute that he threw the touchdown to Jimmy Graham in the first half, you're the first person I thought of, is that, okay, here we go. Now Rodgers is going to get hot, and I'm going to hear about it from Zaslow.
No.
But it was what I was anticipating, just a, you know, kind of a low-scoring affair. You know, I think it's going to be the same thing for Rodgers this week. It's a tough schedule to start the season for the Packers, and this is a tough game even at home against Minnesota. So he's not exactly a slam-dunk must-start guy.
Is Dolphins and Patriots, and we'll get to your questions in a second here. Dolphins and Patriots, do we start everyone on New England side? What do we do there?
Well, there's the wild card, you know, of what's going to happen with Antonio Brown. So I would say he's the one that kind of could sway some things in the receiving core. I think Julian Edelman is easy to start, and you're probably starting Josh Gordon even if Antonio Brown is active. Now, just because he's active does not mean he's going to play much. And there's an example of this going back to last year when they acquired Josh Gordon from Cleveland. And it took him a couple of weeks just to get acclimated to the team. It could be very similar with Antonio Brown if he plays, but we know what the story is going on with him. He may not play this week, so just keep an eye on that. Otherwise,
well, what's going on with him? Again, what's happening? What happened?
Yeah, we haven't
him?
Heard anything.
What's going on?
Otherwise, I think it's all systems go. You know, the one thing that could be, though, if Brown is not playing, I'm always a big fan of guys when they go back to either their college town or their, you know, hometown. And,
oh, Phil Dorsett.
Tony Michel, James White. Philip Dorsett coming off the 2-touchdown game. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Brady takes a couple shots down the field with him. It's mostly DFS than seasonal play.
And are we not – we're starting nobody for the Dolphins, right?
You can't. I mean, it's just it's going to be a long year, as you're well aware. Kenyon Drake was the one guy that you may have had some hope for, you know, getting some garbage time production. But I think if there's one player that Bill Belichick is going to say, we are not letting this guy beat us, it's the guy who scored the Miami Miracle touchdown last year, and probably, you know, they still feel a little embarrassed by that.
All right, let's take some calls here for Jamie. Let's give Jonathan an opportunity here. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, Jamie.
So I got Ingram and Mixon in the backfield. If one or both can't go, do you think it's a better move to plug in Aaron Jones and Matt Breida, or try to pick up Ronald Jones and Giovanni Bernard off waivers?
I think you should pick up Giovanni Bernard regardless, just given the fact that if Mixon's out, which is the most likely scenario of the two, then you just plug in Gio and you should be good to go. If Mark Ingram is out, but I would anticipate him playing, but if Ingram was out, then Breida's not a bad fallback option just with the hope of, you know, him taking over for Tevin Coleman. I would not play Ronald Jones tonight. I just think it's going to be tough for him against the Panthers.
All right, let's give Rico a chance here. Uncle Rico, go ahead.
How's it going, guys? So I'm thinking Jimmy Graham or Jared Cook. And should I start Aaron Rodgers or Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah, if your choices are Trubisky or anybody else, I would usually go anybody else. If you can, I would take a look to see. Like I said, Derek Carr, if he's available, if you're comfortable starting him over Rodgers, I think it might be a better scenario just because we saw last two times that Carr has faced the Chiefs at home. The chasing points garbage time situation has worked out really well for him. I would still play Jared Cook over Jimmy Graham. I know he scored last week and Cook had the down game, but I think you see more production from Jared Cook moving forward.
You can text into the show at 67974 for Jamie. At PPR and running back and flex, Breida, Freeman, Montgomery, or Landry?
I probably would go with probably Montgomery. I think it's going to be a bounce back game for him, the rookie for the Bears. And then I'd probably go Breida just based on touches.
Alshon Jeffrey, Jordan Howard, or Tariq Cohen? Pick one.
Jeffrey.
Dak or Cam Newton?
That's a tough call. You know, Cam was awful last week, and Dak was amazing. But I just look at the matchup and the history against Tampa Bay, and I would lean toward Cam. Slight lean toward Cam.
Godwin or Tyrell Williams?
I like Tyrell Williams a lot. You know, it was impressive to see what he did in the first game without Antonio Brown, and I think that's something that's going to continue. When we saw from him in 2016 when he was the lead receiver for the Chargers after Keenan Allen suffered a torn ACL, was really good, and I think that's going to be the case again.
What about Tariq Cohen or Marlon Mack?
It's a little format specific. If it's PPR, you can maybe lean toward Tariq Cohen. He's basically going to be a receiver for the Bears as opposed to a running back. But, I mean, Marlon Mack was awesome last week, and, you know, I think that's something that you just hope they build on using that offensive line for the Colts.
I got to give you a little bit of credit here, Jamie. You helped me out in another league as far as a sneaky tight end pickup, and that was that TJ Hockenson for Detroit, and he had the greatest debut a tight end's ever had in the history of the National Football League.
I'm glad that worked out for you. You know, hopefully it works out for a lot of people. You know, he looked awesome, and I'll admit I was a little slow to come around on him in the preseason because rookie tight ends tend to struggle. But after I saw that third preseason game and just the usage that he had in that game against Buffalo, I was like, okay, this kid's going to be for real. And so, you know, I moved him in my top 10 at that point, and I think you're going to get top 10 production the rest of the way. Matthew Stafford seems to love him, and I think the Lions will just continue to lean on him.
All right, so he's a must-start now at tight end. I mean, depending on who you have in front of him, but he's a must-start.
I think the thing that a lot of people can find, and this is something I would suggest to a lot of people in their leagues, is the Hunter Henry owner, who probably only drafted one tight end or has one tight end, is scrambling a little bit. And there are a lot of people that either got Hockenson or Darren Waller or Mark Andrews as second tight ends. You should be absolutely aggressive trying to make trades with the Hunter Henry owner because they would benefit from one of those guys and you can get something off their roster in return.
You got anything else there for Jamie, Amber?
Brady or Wentz?
Tough call because both I think are going to be great, but you know, it's basically going to be the free space playing Miami. And I think, you know, Brady goes off.
Corona or Heineken for this Texter's beer?
I go Corona.
James White or Todd Gurley?
I don't think we're at the point yet with, you know, Gurley versus those level of running backs. I thought Gurley looked good, so I'd stick with him.
Lamar Jackson or Cam Newton?
That's a tough one for me, but it's hard to go against Lamar Jackson making his home start against the Cardinals defense.
All right, Jamie, excellent job. Anything to plug on your way out?
Yeah, just check us out at noon Eastern. It's CBS Sports HQ. We'll have you covered. It's every day at noon. We'll have you covered with all your fantasy needs, so check it out.
You gonna have any wrestlers on?
No wrestlers today.
Oh, okay. All right, take it easy, man. See ya.
See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.